Do you want to be a podcaster? Ready to say hello to more of being able to record podcasts without technology complication than every other podcaster? If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. No, really, it's free. There's a creation tool that allows you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then what Anchor does for you is they distribute your podcast so it can be heard on platforms like Spotify and Apple Podcasts and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. I think that's key. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So what are you going to do? How about this? Do like I did and download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM. That's Anchor FM, ANCHOR.FM. Again, ANCHOR.FM, and get started like the rest of us. Welcome back to the podcast. This is your humble host, ED. On today's podcast, we're going to talk about The Last Dance Mentality Part 2. On this podcast, we discuss marketing, we discuss entrepreneurship, we discuss life, and we also discuss faith. You see, the mentality aspect of The Last Dance, what I continue to love about the competitive mindset of Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, just that whole team, was the ability when they were being misused through media, through whether they weren't receiving the calls from the refs, whatever it was, to transcribe or leverage that to their advantage. You know, when he told the story about George Karl, when he said, hey, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, hey, I thought, you know, George Karl and I were cool. I mean, we went to North Carolina. You know, we come from that whole camp, and I'm at dinner and I speak to George Karl and he walks past like he didn't notice me. And Jordan took that and he destroyed the Sonics. And what I notice and I love, and that's something I'm continually to work on, and I think you guys should take that same mentality, is being able to psych yourself out, in a sense, to leverage it, to push you harder in life. And when I mean push you harder, not push you to exhaustion, but I'm saying push you to achieve some of the milestones you want to create. You know, earlier I had a rant about a product I purchased, and I finally got the word back from the person I purchased the product from. And they said, hey, we don't give refunds back on these type of products. It was a course. And I was hot. I was frustrated because the expectation that I had, the buildup before even getting the product, made me feel comfortable in the purchase. And I said, well, you know, I could call my credit card company and tell them, hey, listen, this, what they promised was not advertised, which is true. Or I can use that fuel, that frustration, that anger that I have for how the product just so under-delivered, and make sure that I over-deliver on everything that I do if I build a course. well, not if, but when I build a course or when I'm putting out a product to help someone, that they're getting 10x their money. So when I talk about that mentality, that last dance mentality, it's really truly the hope to motivate you to know people are going to misuse you. See, there's a difference between using and misusing. Using you is leveraging you leveraging something from them and they leveraging something from you. Misusing is basically misdirecting you, manipulating and misguiding you. So in order to fight back, you have other ways to, you know, like I said, I could call a credit card, but I want to keep that as a memory. I want to keep that as a true story. I want to keep that. So when I get to that when I get to that platform, and I'm going to get there, I'm able to look at some of the decisions that and things I purchased along the way that truly underdelivered. Something I could have found on the internet. And I know you hear that people say, well, why would I buy a course? I can find all this on the internet. The purpose of a course is to create a shortcut from you, to reduce time that it would have taken you to go look for that information. So moving forward, again, I'm always, my motto, my mantra is mentality over everything. Because without a strong mentality, you're unable to see the positive of how it's going to help you. Well, again, this has been hope this has been inspirational for someone that's dealing with someone or something in a way that has frustrated them or put them in a position where they're uneasy of how they were treated, that they can take this information and realize that your best attack is being able to use that information as fuel, to use that data as fuel to push you, to grow you. And I promise you, oh, is this when I need to put a disclaimer in? Well, I promise you this. Okay, no, but seriously, I really believe in that mentality, and I think that we need to carry that more often. Well, hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I try to keep these short and quick and straight to the point. I don't want to create no fluff and keep you going on and on and on. So I'll end it with this. Hope everything is well. Hope you guys will have a great weekend. I'll see you tomorrow on the other side.